If you have ever looked around in Italy, Greece, Rome, Washington, D.C., or even on KU campus, then you've seen buildings with pillars. Many people see these pillars, but don't take much time to think about them. Pillars were originally used to hold up the roofs on buildings, but now they're just used to make buildings look more official, right? Well, not entirely. If you look at the very top of the pillar, right below the roof, you will see a thicker block of carved cement or stone. This is called the capital. Most capitals depict a story or show a pattern. One capital that shows a story is the capital with the Battle of Virtues and Vices. It was created in the early 12th century in France, but the artist is unknown. Like most medieval capitals, the story that it shows is rooted in Christianity. It illustrates Saint Anthony in the desert. According to stories, he was repeatedly tortured and abused by devils because he was pious and refused to accept Satan. This story has been carefully handcrafted out of limestone. Every figure would have been labored over and carefully carved by the meticulous artist. The fine clothes and semi-human heads of the devils appear to be frozen in time, like someone could just press play and the figures would spring to life. The capital shows strong elements of depth, danger, and reality. Though parts have cracked and fallen off over time, this amazing work of art still shows its beauty and intricacy. Why do you think such an impressive piece would be so high up, in a place where it would hardly be seen, or even noticed? Despite the large amount of work they require, and the small amount of praise they receive, capitals showing designs and telling stories have been used in many different cultures in Western civilization. Some were created as early as the 4th century, and even modern architects use them on official buildings. They have been made out of almost every kind of stone, and sometimes cement. When I first started looking at the capital with the Battle of Virtues and Vices, I thought it was about the internal struggle between right and wrong. I knew that virtues means good qualities, and found out that vices is the opposite. I didn't know that the piece was showing a real situation. It reminded me that temptation can be strong, and sometimes doing the right thing starts to feel like being beaten by the devils from this piece. Despite this, in the end, it's always better to do what's right. It also reminded me that it's important to stay true to yourself. Now I look at this piece, and I see two stories, the artist's interpretation and my own. If you look closely, you just might find another. This has been Rose Yerrick with another Bulldog Podcast.